Welcome to this edition of Retire Well, Retire Happy with your host, Annie Nelson, an Australian look at reinventing yourself for retirement and getting yourself retirement ready. It's always fascinating getting to know what people are getting up to in retirement, how they are supplementing their incomes, pensions, where they have chosen to live, how they are filling their time, what charities they are supporting, and what adventures they are having. And we'll also talk to experts in their fields, including investing, health, estate planning, financial advisors, and seniors' health care.
Hello, it's Ann Nelson, your host for today's show. We get to that stage in life when the children are off our hands and we really do have a bit of spare time. We also have choices. We can choose how we spend our time. And sometimes when looking back, we may have been concentrating on doing things we had to do. And now we finally do things that we want to do. Isn't that exciting? And that is one of the best things about retirement. Today's guest had a lifestyle change after 25 years in the financial service industry. Kathy Klein is a retirement lifestyle host and now enjoys learning about how other people are living in retirement. You can hear Kathy on her weekly show, Rock Your Retirement. Kathy is here to share her secrets that she has learned about retirement with us today. Welcome to the show, Kathy.
Hi, Anne. How are you?
I'm really, really well, thank you. A lovely sunny day here in Australia. How about where you are?
Well, it is super hot. So, you know, this is going to be one of the most, I guess, the hottest days of the year. So, Anne, I am so glad to be on the Retire Well, Retire Happy show inside with air conditioning. Thank you for having me on the show.
Now, Kathy, you are the retirement lifestyle host, and you have some secrets you have picked up along the way about retirement.
I have, and I'm sure you have some secrets too. So I hope that we can share our secrets together during the show.
Okay. So on your show, Rock Your Retirement, how long have you been doing this for to pick up all these secrets?
Well, I started in April of 2016. So it's been a little while. And before that, I was a financial advisor. Well, actually, I stopped in 2015 after about 25 years. I learned some secrets there too, but I was more interested in the lifestyle secrets.
Ah, very, very interesting. So you had a lifestyle change. Later in life, we start doing what we love to do instead of what we have to do.
Exactly. And I'm so glad that I was able to financially afford that. But one of the things that I learned as a financial advisor is that people can have a lot of money but still not have a great lifestyle when they retire. So I was on a quest to figure out what that was, what that little oomph was that made your retirement a good one. And I've been learning more and more every time I start the show. So that's why I do the Rock Your Retirement show.
I see. So what have you been finding out? What sort of guests have you been having and what has been revealed?
Well, the first secret is that you can retire at almost any age. I've had guests on my show that were 40 years old. I've had guests that were 38 when they retired. And, you know, I never really thought about that when I was younger, about retiring that young. And the trick, the thing that really helped these guests that retired so young was that they changed where they lived. And so I live in San Diego, California, in the United States, and it's super expensive to live here. I have a friend whose husband is, oh my goodness, he must be 73 or 74, and he's continuing to work partly to support their lifestyle. And partly because he, you know, doesn't want to be bored. But really, it's, she shared with me, it is because of their lifestyle that he is continuing to work. I was amazed when I found these two individuals. There was a couple individual on my show, and they moved. You know, one moved to Costa Rica and the other moved to, they moved to, I believe it was Asia. They continue to move. And so really, it's a matter of, are you willing to leave the expensive area where you're at and move to some place where you can afford? Is it the same in where you are? Is it expensive?
Yes. Yeah, Australia I would consider to be an expensive place to live. It's probably one of the safer countries to live in, but it's not cheap.
You know, when I went to Australia earlier this year, I was only there for one day, but it was sort of an Australia, stop in Australia, go to New Zealand kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if, is the weather similar in Australia as it is in New Zealand? Because I found New Zealand to be cold when I went.
The only place in Australia that's similar to New Zealand is way down the south, like Tasmania or Victoria. The rest of Australia is a lot warmer. I live in North Queensland and it's tropical.
Right. So when you live in a tropical paradise, I guess, it tends to be more expensive, except there are some countries where you can go where it's tropical, so you get the nice weather. But just because maybe it's a third world country or for whatever reason, it's a lot less expensive. And so I have just found that people who are willing to move can live a nicer lifestyle and can retire early.
Yes, I've heard that too. There are a lot of choices out there. There's a lot of third world countries that welcome foreigners to their shores to live in retirement.
Have you heard of a magazine called International Living?
Yes, I have, yeah.
Yeah, and so for a while I was on this kick where I wanted to, you know, move outside of the U.S. and go to Ecuador. I thought Ecuador would be the perfect place to retire because, you know, I keep moving south. And, you know, I started in Washington State, which is in the U.S., and then I moved to Alaska, and, you know, Alaska is cold. Moved back to Washington, then to the Los Angeles area. Then I moved to San Diego, and the joke is I'm just going to keep going south until I get to Ecuador.
Oh, well, I believe you have what's called snowbirds in America and Australia. We call them gray nomads, and every winter they move to the warmer climate.
Right, because we don't like being cold as we get older. So anyway, so that was the first secret that I've learned, really, is that you can retire at any age. And some people are brave and they do it. So the second secret is probably one of my favorites, and that is laugh a lot and have a good attitude. I had a woman on my show that has Parkinson's disease. Well, she wrote a book called Shake, Rattle, and Roll, Living and Laughing with Parkinson's. And her name is Vicki Claflin. And I was amazed at what a great attitude she has. And the thing is that we can't really control what life throws our way. As we get older, probably some bad things are going to happen to us because that's just life, right?
Right.
I mean, really, do you know anyone, Anne, that has had the perfect fairy tale life that nothing bad has ever happened to them?
I couldn't say for sure.
But probably not, right?
Probably not.
And so talking with Vicki really made me think, you know, it's really your attitude and it's not necessarily what happens to you. It's how you deal with it, you know, what your attitude is. And I'm going to come out on your show. Is that okay?
Okay.
So my husband has cancer. And we found out in November of 2016 on the day of the elections in the United States. And I'm sure that you've heard there's been quite a little bit of uproar politically in the United States.
I believe we hear it nearly every day.
Well, all my friends were sad or shocked or whatever because of the election. Well, my husband and I were dealing with this sadness and shock because of his diagnosis. And I haven't come out on my show about this yet, so you're hearing it first on Ann's show, Retire Well, Retire Happy, that my husband has stage 4 cancer. And I believe that he is doing as well as he is, because if you met him, Ann, you would not know he had cancer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's gone through chemo, and he's done with that. And of course, he lost his hair, and you know, he looked sick while he was going through chemo. But he changed his life. He changed his eating, and his attitude is wonderful. And he started a blog. And if anyone's interested, the blog is called lesshascancer.com. And the blog just talks about what he's done to help. But I think his attitude is probably at least 50% of why he's doing so well. And the other is, you know, probably just luck. It's probably has to do with his eating habits. And then our church is praying for him. But I believe that just like Vicky, his attitude is keeping him a lot more healthy than if he would have just drawn into a shell and got all mad about it and, you know, just had a bad attitude about it.
I agree.
Do you know anyone? Yeah. I mean, do you know anyone who maybe is sick and all they do is complain?
I'm sure we all know a few of them. I try not to spend too much time with people like that, or I try and change the subject. That often works, or try and find something good to talk about, to, you know, redirect their energies. I heard a story once about an older lady that was moving into a nursing home, and she was waiting for the room, and they asked her if she'd like to inspect it first, and she said, no, she said, I'm already enjoying it. So, so she had decided that she was going to enjoy her new home even before she saw it.
See, isn't that perfect? And when you think about it, the people that have a bad attitude, they're pushing people away, people that could be their support system. And by having a bad attitude, it's not going to help you. You know, complaining is not going to change your situation. So I love that story about the woman in the nursing home. What a great story.
Yes. So have you some other secrets you'd like to share?
Oh, absolutely. Another one is probably something that you're doing. Are you retirement age, Anne?
Yes, I'm over 60.
Okay, because you look very young in your photos.
Flattery gets you everywhere.
So, you know, I think that this is probably what you're doing, and that is keep your mind active. You know, I've had several guests on my show that after they've retired, they've done something else. They've, you know, like Sally Broff, she was in episode 11. She was the first and second female president of Score San Diego, which is a group that helps business owners, you know, start or grow their small business. And, you know, she doesn't have to do this, but by keeping her mind active, by using her brain to help small business owners, she's actually helping herself. Do you know anyone like that who volunteers or does something that keeps their mind active after they've retired?
I know stacks of them because I do it myself. So just by the fact of association, I'm in the Lions International organization, And it's just full of people like that. It's a marvelous organization raising money. A lot of it goes to medical foundations for medical research. It's very interesting. And they get very passionate about their projects.
Yeah, I love the Lions Club. Here, they focus on glasses. I don't know if they focus on eyeglasses where you are as well.
They have lots of different projects, yes. Glasses is one of them, yes. I'm going to be interviewing a chap shortly. He is the in charge of a medical research foundation, and they support a few doctors, and they come from all over the world. It's very tough for them to get support so they continue their research. It's really, really interesting, all the different projects that have been supported, and these medical researchers owe their life or they're continuing their projects through legacies and grants. And they survive on that.
I can't wait to hear that episode. I'll be looking out for it, Anne, for sure.
Thank you.
You know, I'm a big fan of your show.
Oh, really?
I love the fact that there are people out there talking about retirement in a different way. You know, and that's what you do on your show. You're talking about retirement in a different way. I mean, you do the same thing. You're talking about retirement, not money.
Well, I talk about investing options because I think I'm talking to a lot of self-directed retirees because we can't rely on the traditional pensions anymore. I know the older that we get, the longer that we're living, it's very hard for the governments to have a lot of money to pay us all. So they're making it harder to qualify for the age pension, we call it here in Australia. And I believe even in America, there's been some failed businesses. So their work pensions have disappeared. And they're saying that instead of the three stools being the work pension and the government pension, we have to build up our own stools to support ourselves in retirement.
I know. Yeah. And I didn't mean that you never talk about money. I meant you talk about other things besides money.
Yes. Oh, well, it's interesting because we have to have a life as well. Having a long life and we need to fill it. And the people that have the most trouble are the ones that haven't put any thought into what they're going to do. They might be looking forward to not working, but the ones that haven't planned, I think, are the ones that are following their wives around the house and getting under their feet.
That is so, so true. And that's why we talk about that on the Rocky Retirement Show as well. You know, one of the things, I think that was actually secret number 7, that you can keep your love, or if you're single, you can find new love. You don't have to feel that, oh, I'm of a certain age, and so I don't deserve love, or I'm never going to find it. That's not true. You know, in episode 30, I had Miriam Goodman on the show, and she talked about how to keep or find new love. And I've had several people, they're not coming to mind right now, that have talked about that. Several life coaches, relationship coaches, I guess, that do that kind of coaching with couples to help them, you know, stay married. Because just like you said, a lot of times the husbands have one thing in mind, what they're going to do. They're thinking, oh, I'm going to spend more time with my wife. We're going to spend 24 hours together. And many times the woman has already put together a support system. You know, she has her friends that she wants to spend time with. She's doing things, and having the husband there underfoot 24 hours a day can cause problems. So it sounds like you've discussed that as well.
Yes.
Or addressed that.
Yes. I had a write of a interview with author Becky Keeker. And she wrote a book about living in her pajamas for a while after she retired.
I love that. You know what? I interviewed her too. I'm not sure if that show has come out. I think it recently came out on my show.
All right.
So wasn't she interesting?
Yeah, mine was episode 19. Yeah, she's great fun to talk to. And it can work the opposite too, with the husband retiring first as well. I think someone's mentioned along the track about he got to play golf every day, and by the time the wife retired, there was no time left in his life for her. Because he, he had filled up. So maybe it's all about who retired first.
Yeah. What do you think about retiring together?
Whatever they do, it's all about planning. And I suppose it depends how busy a life they've had before they retired, and if they'd started practicing things that they may get up to in retirement. And I think it's, that can be very helpful as well. So start joining the organisations that you may want to be part of and try them out to start building up that other community that you're going to be part of.
That is perfect. You know, I had, before the show, I had written down three things you need to do before you retire that have nothing to do with money. Do you want to hear what they are?
Okay.
So number one is just what you said, explore your interests. So are there some hobbies you want to explore? Are there volunteer activities? Do you have something called Meetup in Australia?
Yes, I've seen different groups have them. Lifestyle magazine online and on Facebook called Over 60, and they have Meetup groups.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, we have something in the U.S. I'm not sure if it's international. It's called meetup.com.
Mm-hmm.
So it's meetup.com, and then you can go in there and you can find people of a like mind on almost anything. So let's say you like to knit, or let's say you like to hike, or let's say you like to go camping. Do you call it camping there? Because I know RVs are called caravans. What do you call it when you go spend the night outside?
Yeah.
Is that called camping?
Yeah. Camping, yes. Or they go hiking and camping and fishing.
Right. So you can find a meetup group that likes to do that. And then you sign up for the group and then they meet in person and they go do things. So that would be number one, explore what your interests are. And then number two is discuss your plans with your significant other. What do you want your lifestyle to look like when you retire? Because if you want to basically be a homebody and, you know, catch up on the TV that you've missed or go see movies or, you know, just snuggle up to the fireplace at home, but your spouse is, you know, oh, wouldn't it be lovely to travel here and travel there and go play games? Well, then there's a disconnect, right?
Right.
So you need to discuss that with your significant other. And then the third one you touched on already, and that is develop your potential routine. You know, what is your day going to look like? If you could close your eyes and think of the perfect day or perfect week, I should say, because every day is going to look different. But the perfect week, what's it going to look like? And then have a plan for your routine, because, you know, thinking, oh, when I retire, I'm going to travel and then I'm going to clean out the garage and then I'm going to organize the house. Well, that's not a lifestyle plan, right?
Right.
So what tips would you give? What would the couple of things be that you think people should do before they retire?
I think you've got to have some fun in your life too. Decide how you're going to achieve that. I know some people that must have lots of money because their fun is they keep going on holidays and they take off all the time. But not everyone can afford to travel overseas or go on long holidays. You need to take the time to have a bit of fun and try and work out where you're going to get your fun in your life. We need to keep fit and healthy. That has to be part of the routine as well. And be involved in the community is a way of giving back. There's a lot of people like to give back. How are you going to be part of your community? I know some people who are happily making more money in retirement than they did out of retirement.
I know. People say, oh, I'm so busy now that I retired. I'm not sure how I ever work. And some people, when they retire, they're lucky enough to have some kind of expertise where they can become a consultant.
That's right. And any money that you earn, whether it's just money to have fun with or money to supplement your income, it's just money that you're not spending out of your retirement income.
Exactly. And the more you don't spend, the longer it will last, right?
That's right, because with this longevity thing, I've looked at my longevity a few years ago when I became a widow. And I mean, my aunt is now 91, my mum is 88, dad was 85 when he passed. And I'm thinking, I'm looking at a long life. And I had to take a long look at the size of my nest egg and decide whether it was going to produce enough income to support me in this long life.
Maybe you're going to move to Vietnam or something. You'll be getting that magazine.
Yep.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy. We have a woman in my church that was, I think she was 103 or 104. It's just crazy.
No.
You know, how long people are living.
That's right. But we want to have a long, happy life as well.
Exactly. And not a long, sick life.
No, because that can take a lot of your savings, unexpected illnesses, and can rock your retirement in a bad way. So be happy and find some things to do that give you a sense of purpose. I think that's one of the big things that I've come up with, is people need purpose, and they seem to lose that when they lose their work identity and they get a bit lost for a while. So finding that purpose, it seems to be key to leading a happy life.
Well, yeah, because I don't know about in Australia, but in the United States, you go to a party and you meet someone you don't know. The first thing out of their mouth is, what do you do?
Yes.
Do they do that in Australia?
Oh, probably, yeah. What are you up to? What do you do?
Right. And basically, it's what do you do for a living is what that means, right?
Yes.
And so retired people, a lot of times, especially if you had a high-powered job, let's say you were an executive, and then somebody asked you that question, and as an executive, you were used to people, you know, being impressed by you. And now you say, well, I'm retired. And here in the U.S., you get a huge loss of status when you retire. You know, people, I don't know, is it like that in Australia?
Probably, and it just amazes me how someone can be not valued anymore. It seems as though our Western lifestyle doesn't value our seniors.
I agree. It doesn't. And, you know, I don't know what we can do about it. You know, Anne, you and I are sort of on a quest to do the same kind of thing, help people in retirement or before retirement so that they can have a good one. But I don't know. I mean, I don't know what the answer is except for what you just said, and that is have a game plan and have something that you can say you do. If you're volunteering, somebody asks you, you know, what do you do? Well, you know, I do X. You know, I volunteer with the Lions Club. I have a podcast. Whatever it is, I travel. Whatever your sense, whatever it is that you like to do, then you have that response so that you don't feel awkward when somebody asks that question.
So, Kathy, to finish up now, what are your top tips to have a great, happy retirement that you're going to be fulfilled for the rest of your life?
Well, I would say that number one, you do want to have that good attitude that we talked about and keep fit. Find something physical that you enjoy. Keep your mind active. Make sure that you have friends. If all you have is work friends, that is going to change, because a lot of times when you retire, your work friends are not necessarily trying to not be there for you, but things change. and you'll need to find some new friends if you don't have some already. And you can reinvent your life. So those are some of the tips that I have. And I do have a little booklet if somebody wants to download it. It's the secrets about retirement that your broker won't tell you. And it's some of the things that we've just talked about.
Mm-hmm. And where can they get a copy of it?
They can go to rockyourretirement.com/secrets. And they can get that booklet for free.
Thank you. Well, that's very generous of you. Today, we've been listening to Kathy Klein from Rock Your Retirement Show. It's been a real pleasure, and thank you very much for talking with us today and sharing the secrets that you've learned.
Well, thank you, Anne. It has been a true pleasure.
You have been listening to the podcast show of Retire Well, Retire Happy with your host, Annie Nelson. For more information on the show's guests and being retirement ready, pop on over to my website, www.annnelson.com.au, on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Until next time, be happy, stay healthy, and help somebody.